In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Rich Schmidt coming to you. I'm the founder of Prophecy Focus Ministries, and I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day getting started. Grab a cup of coffee. How about we spend about 15 minutes together? We're going to go through some very important principles today from God's Word. We've been talking about the subject of Christians, government, and the police. Folks, as you recall, our country has always gone through difficult times. We've always had issues with crime. We've always had issues with violence and so forth. And there's so many things that are challenging us currently. Folks, I'm seeing things recently, just like you have, things that I never, ever thought that we'd see here in America. Things have been taking a dramatic change in the recent past. Things dealing with the COVID virus, things dealing with tremendous rioting and tremendous violence, literally against the police, against those in government authority, just things that are unprecedented in America. There's always been civil unrest. There's always been times of trouble. But, folks, this has been absolutely off the charts, if you will, on things that are taking place. One of the huge issues that has been coming about, you've watched the news in the past, things about defunding the police, downsizing police forces, some people going to the extent of saying we shouldn't have police at all. And, folks, I think this is something that the Christian community definitely needs to weigh in on and stay on top of. Because, folks, when we think about things that have happened in the past, we need proper law enforcement. Folks, and you say, what do you mean by that? What I mean is this. Yes, on occasion we have seen and we can't deny that at times there have been a few law enforcement officers that have gone beyond where they should have gone. They've used force that was excessive or improper, and it's caused some folks to lose their lives. We've seen other social injustices that simply have gotten our attention. And the Christian community, many of us have said enough's enough. Now, the thing is, how do we deal with this? First of all, here's a little reminder that I'd like to bring to you this morning as we look at this subject of Christians, government, and the police. You see, back in the day when the police officer, right towards a couple months into the COVID virus issue, he put his leg on top of the neck of an individual that he was arresting, which resulted in that person's death. As we all know, the particular crime that that individual had committed was, I believe, a forgery. It was what we might call a low-level crime. It wasn't real serious. And the amount of force that would use and, of course, the death that resulted caused a national outrage to the point of actually having riots in the streets, people losing businesses, people in the communities that were actually protesting were having their own businesses burned down in the neighborhoods where these protests were taking place. So horrible, horrible things took place. Now, folks, here's the concept that we many times have missed because we look at things from a very myopic ideal. Folks, I would 100% agree with those who said what happened on that particular day was absolutely wrong. But is that enough where we should say, well, you know, let's deny the concept of the police. Let's get rid of them. They're nothing but a nuisance. Folks, may I remind you back in Genesis chapter 9 that God made it very clear that he would institute government. Do you know, actually, in Genesis 9, way, way back at the beginning of the Bible, why did God institute government? It was actually to keep people safe. Basically, in Genesis chapter 9, what God did was he made it very clear that anyone who takes another person's life, that person's life needs to be taken. Now, you may or may not agree with capital punishment. Again, we're looking way back in the Old Testament, but we'll look at the concept for a moment. The concept was God made it very clear that if somebody murdered another person, they were to be held accountable. And that was to be done through, if you will, the institution of government. So God initiated government in order to keep you and I safe. And that's a wonderful thing. Now you say, well, why do we need government if they're just going to abuse the system? Why do we need police if they're going to abuse it? Well, folks, here's what we're missing. What we're missing is, yes, in that particular incident that caused the national outrage, it was what was known as a low-level simple crime. It was nonviolent that resulted in an individual's death. But, folks, since this defunding of the police have started, since this rebellion against authority has happened, what has happened in our country? Well, folks, I watched a broadcast actually yesterday which looked at 150% in murders taking place in multiple different urban centers. We're watching gun violence horrifically exponentially increase. We're watching violent crime literally go off the charts. People are dying in neighborhoods. People are killing one another. Things are going lawless, if you will. In other words, the country is like, well, we need to get rid of cops. They're no good. Folks, you see what is taking place. God has instituted government to protect the people. And the people, if you will, mainly in urban neighborhoods, are rebelling against the police because of indiscretions that have taken place. Again, hold those people accountable. Hold the law enforcement officers accountable. But you cannot destroy what God put into place. Let's go to 2 Timothy for a moment, if you got a Bible, chapter 3, and let's look at the first five verses. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the first five verses. The Bible says this, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanders without self-control, brutal. Did you catch that, folks? God said in the last days, meaning the last days before Jesus Christ comes and takes his church out of the world, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18, that the times will get bad. And folks, we are seeing it. It is happening right before our very eyes as God sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. They'll be brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, God says, turn away. Folks, we are watching literally on our news channels things imploding in our country right now. Politics is off the charts nasty. People are off the charts nasty. Violence is off the charts horrific. You know what, folks? I'm going to really talk on tiptoe right now. You know what? If I went into most of our Christian homes today that have young people in them, and I went in and saw the video games that your young people are playing, you know where I'm going. What do we watch? What do we play games with? Violence, shooting, killing, stabbing, ramming cars into each other to kill them. Folks, we call that in our society games. And we promote it. And we spend hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars to buy these games and to promote violence for our children. And then we wonder why we have so much trouble in our country today. What do we like to watch on TV? What are the most popular programs on our television today? Well, for the most part, it's not Christian broadcasting, but it's usually something dealing with cop shows or war shows or SWAT teams or different military exercises. Folks, we see more murder and more violence on TV than, of course, has ever happened in the history of the world. And we're wondering why our culture turns violent. We wonder why there's 1.2 million violent crimes a year in the United States of America. We wonder why young ladies and ladies are being abused at record numbers. Rapes, homicide, aggravated assaults, people being brutally beaten, rioting, watching buildings being destroyed, watching businesses being destroyed, and we're wondering why this happens in our nice, wonderful Christian American culture. Well, folks, it's not a good Christian American culture. In fact, the previous administration, before our current president, made this very startling statement. He said, we are living in, here it comes, a post-Christian society, a post-Christian world. Folks, I wish I could say I didn't agree with that statement, but I think the last president hit it on the nose. We are approaching a post-Christian society, and that's why I'm on the air today, because I'm saying, listen, Christian, if you've trusted Christ, if you realized you were a sinner, if you realized that you were lost because you sinned and you knew you weren't right with God, if you realized at one point in your life that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came down from heaven, went on the cross to pay for your sins, if indeed at one point in your life you bowed your head and said, dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to pay for my sins forever in an awful place called hell. But I believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came down from heaven, died on the cross for my sins, and I am receiving his free gift of salvation. I know I can't earn it. It's a free gift according to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, and I'm accepting that gift. Remember, if you've done that, folks, if you've never trusted Christ, right there we are right now, would you embrace him? Would you trust Christ? Would you write Word for Life? And we'd be happy to help you start your Christian walk. But folks, if you have trusted Christ, are we doing God's business? Are we controlling our home? Are we controlling our children? Are we watching the right type of quote-unquote entertainment? Are we doing what God asks us to do, which is to be his ambassadors, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5? Folks, these are the key things that we're missing in our society. Our Christian society that we live in, we're missing these things. So, folks, let me give you one thought about what's going to happen in the prophetic future. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus himself was preaching on what's going to take place in the prophetic future. You see, the next major event on God's timeline is what's known as the rapture of the church. In other words, the removal of God's people before a horrible seven-year period is going to be inflicted on this earth to prepare for the literal second coming of Jesus Christ to set up his 1,000-year millennial kingdom, Revelation 21-7. And here's one of the things that Jesus said will take place. And if we go to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12, it says, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Do you hear what he's saying? He's saying there is coming a day where lawlessness will abound. Folks, we are seeing this starting to take place as we speak. We are watching as Satan, I believe himself, has been infiltrating our country. He is setting the stage through the lawlessness, through the riots, through the anti-government, anti-God, anti-church philosophies that are beginning to permeate our country. Folks, would you pray with me? Would you ask God to please preserve our country? Would you ask him, please, before Jesus Christ returns at the rapture of the church to take us home, would you please beg him to preserve our country? Would you seek God with me? Would you please, during these perilous times, would we reach out and seek God's help? Well, folks, we need Jesus. You need Jesus. Would we pray that together? Thanks for listening today. I pray God will bless you in a wonderful way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.